From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Welcome to this Let the Bible Speak service. I want to thank you all for coming, and we trust the Lord will bless His word to our hearts tonight. Let's just open and commit our meeting into the hands of God. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee for Thy precious, Thy powerful word. Lord, we thank Thee that Thy word is inspired. We thank Thee, Lord, that Thy word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. And Lord, we pray tonight that You would bless Your word as it goes forward. Lord, let it touch the mind, let it touch the heart. And Lord, we pray that souls will be drawn closer to the Savior. And Lord, even souls won for the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless our evangelist tonight, the Reverend Higginson. Fill him with God the Holy Ghost, we pray. For we ask these things in Jesus' wonderful and worthy name. Amen. Our reading tonight is taken from Psalm 102. Psalm 102 and the first seven verses of that psalm. God's word says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me. in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten, and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Amen. And we trust that God will bless his inspired, infallible, and indestructible word to our hearts. Our second hymn tonight is the hymn 265. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean.
Can I invite you to turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms again, Psalm 102, and our text is found in verses 6 and 7. I'd like to thank the Reverend Joshua Moffat for leading the meeting and for his warm words of welcome. Psalm 102, verses 6 and 7, the psalmist says, I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. One of society's great problems is the problem of loneliness. It is something from the beginning of time, almost just after the fall of man, has been common to the human race. Each and every one of us, to some degree or other, know what it is to be lonely. Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator, said, "It seems my tragic destiny that in all the important events of my life, I find myself alone." Albert Einstein, the famous physicist, declared, "It is strange to be known so universally and yet to be so lonely." Marilyn Monroe, before she died, said, "The only people who stay with me and really listen are the people I hire and the people I pay." Ernest Hemingway was a famous North American author, and he said, "I live in a vacuum that is as lonely as a radio tube when the batteries are dead and there is no current to plug into." Loneliness is something that we all experience. And I'm sure there's somebody here tonight, and there's others maybe watching from your homes, and you're experiencing presently this condition of loneliness. Here in Psalm 102, the psalmist spoke about his loneliness. We're not exactly sure who wrote this psalm. It seems likely that it was David. It may have been somebody else. But regardless of who the author of this psalm is, it's very evident that they were going through a period of loneliness. Verse number 6 and verse number 7 speak about the pelican in the wilderness, the owl in the desert, and then the sparrow alone upon the housetop. And all of those images indicate the psalmist was experiencing loneliness. And I want to speak to you for a little while about this great subject of loneliness. I think the first thing that is suggested in this portion of God's word that we have read together is the experience of loneliness. The Psalms are very poetic, but that doesn't rob them of their reality. This psalm was written by a real individual, a man who was living for God, a man who loved the Lord, a man who had a heart for God, and yet, in the midst of it all, he was going through the experience of loneliness. Loneliness is something that is common to humanity. We were all made by God for fellowship with God, but we were also designed to fellowship one with another. God wants us to fellowship with Him. And God has seen to it that we are designed in such a way that none of us are to live in isolation from other human beings. We were created for fellowship. John Milton once said, "Loneliness is the first thing which God's eye named not good." Loneliness is the first thing that God's eye named not good when He said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make an help meet for him, or a companion suitable for him." George Gallup, the American analyst, in one of his polls took an indication of how many people felt lonely in the United States of America. And then he made this statement. He said, "I think we are a very lonely populace. We are cut apart from each other." Every single person here tonight has experienced loneliness in the journey of life. You might have recalled the very first day you set foot in school and you felt very much alone, away from your parents, away from your home, away from everything that you know. And you're brought into a situation where you do not know anyone and you experienced loneliness. Maybe in a hospital bed you've experienced loneliness. Maybe standing at a graveside, you've been acutely aware of loneliness. You can be in a crowd and experience loneliness. You can be in a large city and experience loneliness. You can even be in a church setting and experience loneliness. You can be in a large home or a large family and still experience loneliness. You can be in a marriage and still experience loneliness. Loneliness is something that is real, but something as well that is difficult to define. The Collins English Dictionary says that loneliness is to be unhappy as a result of being without the companionship of others. We were made to be social creatures. Somebody said that loneliness is spending your days alone with your thoughts, your discouragements, and having no one to share them with. And here the psalmist speaks about his personal experience of loneliness. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. And those cut for very, maybe depressing images, we might say. A lone bird in the wilderness or the desert, barren, dry, arid places. Or the little sparrow, this common little bird, sitting alone on top of a housetop, exposed to all of the elements. The psalmist spoke about his loneliness elsewhere in the great book of Psalms. In Psalm 38 and verse number 11, this time it is David, he says, "My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off." And then again in Psalm 69, and the verse number 20, "Reproach hath broken my heart. I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none." Is that your experience tonight? Is that where you are in the Christian life? Maybe you're not a Christian at all, and that's where you are in the world. You find yourself very much alone. No shoulder to cry on. No listening ear. You feel that there's nobody that can identify with you, and nobody understands how you feel. Vance Havner, the great revivalist and evangelist, once declared, "One of the worst things about loneliness is that you can't run away from it." The experience of loneliness. And then, of course, there are also many effects that loneliness brings. Loneliness does not often come on its own. Millions of pounds are spent every year in dealing with the effects of loneliness, whether it's doctor's bills or psychologist bills or medical bills or any other thing to try to combat and help people that are lonely. Loneliness is something that has many effects in our society. I read a quote by one famous psychologist who said, "It has been shown to be a central agent in the development of depression, paranoia, schizophrenia, surprisingly as well, rape, suicide, even mass murder, and a wide variety of disease states." Loneliness can have terrible effects on us personally and on humanity as a whole. Loneliness can lead to the wrong feelings. Whenever a person is lonely, they might feel worthless. They might feel a sense of despair. Whenever a person is lonely, they might feel hopeless and that life is hopeless and there's no point in going on. Loneliness can bring into our lives a lack of motivation, even a sense of hatred for ourselves, hatred for others, and maybe even hatred for God Himself. Loneliness can lead to the wrong feelings. Loneliness can also lead to the wrong choices. We can withdraw into ourselves. We can feel this is just how it's going to be, and we don't open up and we bottle up our feelings. We fail to communicate. We can be overcome with paranoia. Loneliness as well can lead to the wrong relationships. The desire to be liked is something that I think is common to humanity. But whenever we so desire to be liked and we're so afraid of loneliness, it can lead us into the wrong relationships. The kind of idea that any company at all will do, just as long as I'm not alone. We can run with the wrong crowd. We can enter into the wrong relationships. We can enter into the wrong company, which can oftentimes lead to even more loneliness in a crowd. Loneliness as well can lead to the wrong habits. Some have tried to evade their feelings of loneliness and numb that pain by drinking, by drugs, by gambling, and by many other habits that can take effect in the life and rob the individual of meaning and life and purpose. We're living in a digital age, a social media-driven society, and many people are looking to social media and all of the different outlets in it to try to fill this loneliness and this emptiness that is inside. Dear friends, the Word of God places tremendous emphasis on fellowship. Whenever Peter preached his great sermon about Christ in Acts chapter 2 in the day of Pentecost, and there were hundreds of people converted, the Word of God says that those that were baptized continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. The author of the book of Hebrews says we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. God has given us the church as a means to combat loneliness in our lives. The experience of loneliness, the effects of loneliness, the Word of God as well, is full of examples of people who were lonely. In feeling loneliness and being lonely, we are certainly not alone. Millions in world history have felt the same. Multitudes in our world today feel exactly the same. And the Word of God is full of examples of great and godly men and women who at times in their lives had to deal with the problem of loneliness. Elijah, the prophet of fire, spent seasons alone, whether it's by the brook Cherith or up alone in that cave or some other place, discouraged, fatigued, tired, weary, feeling his labor was in vain, and he struggled with loneliness. Whenever Nehemiah was dwelling in Shushan in the palace of Babylon and he heard about what was going on in Jerusalem, the Word of God says he wept, and it seems very evident that Nehemiah was lonely. I'm sure Moses was lonely, leading the children of Israel through the wilderness, especially whenever they murmured and they grumbled and they complained. Genesis 16 speaks out about a woman called Hagar who was driven from her home and all that she had known out into the wilderness, and she sat down beside a well, discouraged and weary and lonely, and yet was able to say, "Thou God, seest me." In 1 Samuel chapter 30, the children of Israel spoke about stoning David, and David undoubtedly felt lonely. We could mention Joseph and Jeremiah. We could mention the Apostle Paul. But I believe tonight that the most lonely man who ever lived at times in his experience was none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John 1:11 says he came to his own, but his own received him not. John 6 and verse 66 says, from that time walked many of his disciples no longer with him. Whenever he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had just gone through that great prayer vigil in the shadow of the cross, all of his disciples forsook him and fled. And as the hymn writer said, he bore our burdens to Calvary, and he suffered and died alone. On the cross he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Our sins were placed upon him. He died as a substitute to redeem us, to purge away our sins by the sacrifice of himself. And God the Father turned his face away. And right at that moment, the Son of God experienced a level of loneliness that no human being before or since has ever experienced this side of eternity. Paul Rees, the holiness preacher, said, "Christ understands loneliness. He's been through it." The author of the book of Hebrews says he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. If you ever read some of the great biographies of great missionaries, many of them struggled for years without furlough in the valley of loneliness. William Carey, the father of modern mission, says, "Oh, that I had one earthly friend on whom I could unbosom my soul." A.W. Tozer said, "Most of the world's great souls have been lonely." One last thought in closing. What about some of the encouragements that we can experience in our loneliness? Some people maybe ask the question, why doesn't God just take this feeling away? I think the feeling of loneliness weans us from the things of this world. And we're reminded as well of the words of the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Even experiences in life that are hard, that are bitter, the dark nights of the soul, those lonely valley experiences, our disappointments, our failures, and our discouragements, Jesus Christ is able to turn them around for good. F.B. Meyer of Melbourne Hall in Leicester said, "Loneliness is an opportunity for Jesus Christ to make himself known." There is something about loneliness in the life of a Christian that draws their soul out to really seek God and to think upon things that are spiritual and eternal. the realization that there must be something more in this world than just social fellowship. We are created as spiritual beings, and somehow loneliness seems to remind us of that. Loneliness can be a blessing when it brings us into intimate communion and fellowship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you lonely today? Are you struggling with the feeling of being alone? Use that experience to get to know God. The author of the book of Proverbs says, "There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." And for those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, they can claim the promises of God. "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Loneliness weans the child of God off the things of this world. Loneliness also warns the ungodly, the unconverted, of a great eternity where loneliness will be more acute than it's ever been in this earth. The loneliness of an eternal hell. What a thing to be separated from God in time, separated from God in eternity, and go out into the darkness of eternal night and to be alone in hell forever. I trust that God will speak to your heart, that God will minister to you. If you're a believer and you're struggling with loneliness, one old Puritan said, "Afflictions may be lasting, but they are not everlasting." Your loneliness, child of God, will come to an end. One day you will see the Savior face to face, and for all eternity you'll be in perfect union and fellowship with Him, and also with the spirits of just men and women made perfect. But if there's that emptiness tonight in your life, that sense of separation from God, that loneliness perhaps that is a result of sin, why not call upon Jesus Christ to be your Savior, your Lord, your Master, and also that wonderful friend? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Let's pray just now and ask God to write His word upon our hearts and to meet us, especially if we're struggling with loneliness. Loving God and eternal Father, we're so thankful for a Savior that not only saves, but also one who identifies with us in all of our needs. We thank Thee, O God, that He took our sins and our sorrows and made them His very own. He bore our burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. And we thank Thee, Lord, that in so doing, He not only redeemed us, but reconciled us to God. And we pray, O God, that we might ever draw nigh to God and experience the warmth of Thy presence. Bless Thy word, bless all assembled here and others listening in too. And God, we pray that for Thy glory Thou wilt hear and answer prayer. We offer it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.